Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Now to Afghanistan, where the U.S. military says it shot down several rockets fired at the Kabul International Airport earlier today. That attack came hours after a U.S. drone strike in Kabul destroyed a car allegedly carrying explosives for an affiliate of the Islamic State. Local residents say the drone killed 10 Afghan civilians, including several children. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby said today that the U.S. government is not in a position to dispute that.
Nobody wants to see innocent life taken. We take it very, very seriously. And when we know that we have caused innocent life to be lost in the conduct of our operations, we're transparent about it.
Matthew Akins is a journalist writing for this for the New York Times in Kabul, and a warning that the details we're about to discuss from that reporting, they are disturbing. Matthew, it's good to speak with you again.
Thanks for having me.
And I do want to get to the question of civilian deaths in just a moment, but can you first explain what happened yesterday and what intelligence the U.S. military was acting on?
The U.S. military announced that it launched a drone strike against a vehicle belonging to ISIS that posed an imminent threat to the U.S. mission at the airport. And we had last night visuals of a plume of smoke rising from a house. You know, a house was on fire in a densely populated neighborhood west of the city, and that's where we went this morning.
And what did you see when you did go to the site of that attack?
When we got to the site, we saw a crowd of neighbors and relatives gathered outside, and we were the only journalists on the scene when we got there, so they were actually eager to see us. They're very upset. They're angry. They said, you know, they've been lying about us in the media. This man was not a member of ISIS. He was a family man. He was killed along with his children and his brother's children. He was coming home in the car that he'd been driving to work that day, and the kids came out in the street and got in with him. As he pulled into the courtyard of the house, the missile hit and it blew apart a bunch of his family members. It was just an awful scene, and we could see the vehicle still there, charred and twisted.
I understand from your reporting that those neighbors, family members, told you that the victims, one was an aid worker for an American charity and another a contractor with the U.S. military. Have you been able to confirm that? And do we know, is that specifically who the U.S. government was targeting with this drone strike, or were they just happened to be nearby?
The vehicle that he was driving was clearly the target, and the U.S. also said they were confident that they hit the target. And yes, I was able to confirm that Zemari worked for a Pasadena, California-based organization called Nutrition and Education International. And the president of that organization actually emailed me to say that, you know, he was very sad to hear the news because he was well-respected by his colleagues and compassionate towards the poor and needy. So he was definitely an aid worker. And his relative who was killed was also a former contractor with the U.S. military, and I saw those documents, and I also spoke to his supervisor, so I confirmed that.
And the family and the neighbors you spoke to just confirmed that they had nothing to do with ISIS. Is that right?
Yeah, they were outraged, grief-stricken. You know, there's a family, their neighbors had just been blown apart, and there was still human remains in the site when we got there, and these were very small children, some of them toddlers.
And then there was more today. What information do we have about the rocket attack on the airport earlier today?
The rocket attack was carried out by a vehicle, kind of improvised launcher, and there was five rockets. They were intercepted by a kind of Gatling gun system that the military has. We actually heard that this morning. It's a very distinctive sound. So there was no damage that we know of from that attack, but it was claimed by ISIS.
So now there is about a day left before the U.S. military leaves the airport. What is the latest on the evacuation effort, which at this point does appear to be winding down?
Yeah, as I understand it, there's no more evacuations of Afghan civilians or anyone outside the wire. They're just pulling out their own remaining personnel, which includes all the diplomats, it sounds like. We can hear jets going. There was more drones and fighter jet aircraft around the airport today and lots of transport aircraft flying out.
So in this last 24 hours of this two-decade-long war, what are you watching for, and what do you think sort of could be ahead in these final moments?
Well, I tell you what I saw today. I saw a family that had been killed by a drone strike, and that's not going to end. I mean, the U.S. is still going to be conducting, you know, counterterrorism strikes in Afghanistan in response to what it believes are threats. So there's going to be more families like this that are blown apart. This just happened to be one that was in Kabul that was very accessible to the media.
Matthew Akins, a journalist with the New York Times in Kabul, on a Skype line. Thank you so much for your reporting.
Anytime.